With heavy rain that moved through last night, you may have woken up to some downed trees in your yard. You need to get those taken care of ASAP, right? Call my friends at Dawn's Tree Service. They can do everything from remove the tree to grinding the stump. And when you mention that you heard it here, you get 10% off. They'll always offer you up a free estimate. Dawn's Tree Service, 770-413-TREE. I'm Gina. Here's three things you need to know today. On Monday, I filled up. Got to use premium, so I would have paid $3.92 a gallon had it not been for them good old Kroger points. But according to Gas Buddy, the price per gallon is holding steady. Spring breakers traveling to the coast are flying high. After weeks of seeing a steady increase, we are seeing somewhat of a plateau. Also, to shed more light on just how much you're spending more at the pump this month, you're spending about 16 cents more this month than you were last month. And the average car holds up to 18 gallons. So you could have bought yourself a Powerball ticket or a Mega Millions ticket or even a couple of donuts. Either way, the national average gasoline price per gallon has hit a plateau, so breathe easy. And we're always told to eat better, get more exercise. I guess us peaches took that to heart because Atlanta came in now at number 21 on the list of the healthiest cities. Our friends at WalletHub.com looked at 182 of the biggest cities from overall physical and mental health, healthcare costs and quality, parks, trails and bike paths, even the consumption of fruits and vegetables. So who came in on top? Our friends in San Francisco. And who came in on the bottom? Our friends in Brownsville, Texas. Finally, the next time you dine in at a McDonald's or Wendy's, you may notice a new sign on the door basically saying you have about 30 minutes to eat your food and then get out. Fast food restaurants have seen an uptick in loitering in their locations, with some folks staying 3-4 hours at a time, from homeless people coming in to get some air conditioning or heat, depending on the season. Employees are creeped out on who's hanging out longer than they should. And they also don't buy anything, and they use facilities and leave them not so nice. So these two fast food chains are starting to put the signage up, and I have a feeling more will follow suit. 30 minutes to eat your burger and fries? Yeah, that should do it. I'm Gina. Those are the three things you need to know today. We lighted up blue for Autism Awareness Month, and now there is a show to connect you with tools, resources, organizations, and foundations you may have otherwise not known about. It's called Life with the Spectrum, and it's with me, Gina Cavalli. Find it on YouTube and subscribe to the channel, Life with the Spectrum. You can also find it as a podcast wherever you grab your podcast. Just look for Life with the Spectrum with Gina Cavalli.